I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I had that soft cartwheel, you know, the one where you, like, don't go all the way over, get it to sideways.
The man needs no introduction, but I'm going to give it a shot anyway. Cedric the Entertainer is beloved for all kinds of reasons, among them for Def Comedy Jam, as one of the original kings of comedy, and for his current role on the CBS sitcom The Neighborhood. Cedric's breakout film, Barbershop, was set in Chicago, which is almost perfect for him. He was born and raised in St. Louis, but the city had no basketball team. So what did he do? Took a drive over to Chicago and became a fan of the Bulls during their greatest moments. That's right. He was in the United Center watching MJ himself get it done. He's also a huge fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Just when you think you knew everything about Cedric the Entertainer, he becomes the author of a fiction novel called Flipping Boxcars. I'm LaChyna Robinson. Those sweet, funky sounds you hear are the Budos Band. And this is Huge Fan, the podcast where stars talk sports. Now, please welcome Cedric the Entertainer, Chicago Bulls huge fan. I want to start off with your history growing up in the sport of baseball, like your fellow guy from St. Louis, Nelly. I know that you enjoyed playing the sport. Tell me a little bit about your beginnings and the Pony League.
Oh, man. So, you know, I started out, of course, you know, playing Little League, and I was a nice sized kid. So I hit a lot of home runs when I was in Little League. And so I was kind of known. Then Pony League came, which is this, you know, it's where the overhand pitch gets a little faster. The kids are a little bigger. And somebody threw an inside pitch real close to me one time, and it shook me from there on out. I never could, like, stay locked in when I thought somebody was targeting me with a baseball.
You know what? That's a great point. Like, how do you recover mentally from that, right?
Yeah, and I got hit in the chest, too. Like, ooh. You know, like, I just remember that at the park, and the ball flew. This was somebody hit it back at me, boom, and it just, like, caught me in the chest, and I was like, man.
I wasn't
quite made to be hurt in sports.
You weren't built for it.
Yeah, no. I went to golf.
No contact sports for you.
No contact. Everybody get away from me.
Right. Don't touch me.
There's a lot of it's grass.
Yeah. Well, I know that. Well, I'm sure there was a lot of pressure to get into baseball coming up in the Lou, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know. Of course, we love our Cardinals there. Redbirds, big, big fans all over St. Louis. And so, and then we had wonderful players back then, you know, Ozzie Smith and Vince Coleman and Willie McGee. These guys were like the guys that were really heroes in our city. And, of course, you aspired to be them. We didn't have basketball or any of those things. So baseball was our big, big thing, you know, that we wanted to be like. So for sure. And you know, Nelly's a great athlete, and there's a lot of, you know, really cool people came from St. Louis playing baseball too.
Now you mentioned Ozzy. Does that mean you had a backflip in your? Could you hit the backflip back in the day?
Yeah, I had that soft cartwheel, you know, the one where you like don't go all the way over.
That might look like a somersault sometime, depending on.
It may look like I just spent around.
Yeah. And I also have to ask you about another rumor. I heard you might have worn some church socks to football tryouts when you were a youngster. Is that why you did or did not make the team?
This was it, man. I grew up in a single parent household. My mother, I was the boy. My mother, she was very protective of me. And style was more my thing than anything. So I showed up because I thought the socks made my uniform look dope. And they were some church socks, some like, you know, thin. I had took, and the coach saw them and made me the tackle dummy. And so all the linemen just, I got to run in place and all the linemen just lined up and just would tackle me. And my mother was picking me up from practice and saw that, and that was it. She was like, no, y'all not going to do my baby like that.
Listen, so, I had a very similar situation with my mom where, you know, I was always the tallest girl. I'm 6'4". And no matter what, I was the tallest girl. So I tried cheerleading to start, but every pyramid they built, I was on the bottom, you know, because they're not taking the tall girls to the top. So my mother came in one day and they were standing on my shoulders. She was like, uh-uh, we're not doing this. This is a wrap.
That's how she was throwing it. Yep.
Yeah.
I went to the theater department right after that.
Sign me up immediately. Now, I know we'll get to your Chicago Bears and Bulls in a moment, but you grew up with a Pittsburgh Steelers lunchbox. Was there a chance that, you know, the Steelers were gonna be your team?
You know what? I mean, that's still my team. You know, in Caruthersville, Missouri, just a small town where I grew up with my grandmother before I moved to St. Louis, they used to have a steel mill there, and everybody was Steelers. So that's my first, you know, memory of anything like really pro sports was my Pittsburgh Steelers lunchbox. I had the little bomber jacket and the Scully. But that was back with the steel curtain and all that. So that's my team to this day. I still love the Steelers. And then, you know, I eventually grew, you know, to be a Bear, SETI Bear. So the Bears are mine. And then the Rams, of course, I had to hold it down when they, you know, St. Louis, especially when they start winning the greatest show on turf. And, you know, St. Louis was just in the atmosphere and I was doing my thing. So the Rams is also my team. So I'm one of these people. I'm all over the place with sports.
With your fandom. But you definitely connected, I know, to the Bulls and Bears traveling to Chicago. Fun fact, I know that, you know, the Steve Harvey Show, Barbershop, you know, all these film sets are in Chicago. But what drew you as a Bulls fan?
Well, again, you know, being in St. Louis, we didn't have a professional team. And mm-hmm. so Chicago for us in St. Louis is like L.A. to Vegas. It's our little popover trip. We can jump on Southwest. You can be there in 30, 40 minutes or drive in 4 hours and go kick it for the weekend. That was our move. And so, of course, when MJ was playing and the Bulls were killing it, that was the space we went to go and watch basketball. So they just became our team because it was the closest pro team to us.
So I can imagine people were probably like, okay, are you bandwagoning because MJ was there? But you were like, nah, actually, Chicago's just a hop over from the Lou. So you had a reason.
Yeah, I had a reason. And it was lit. But, you know, again, and it was one of those places you get out of St. Louis for the weekend. If you go somewhere real quick and turn up, Chicago was the move, man. And so, and of course, going to the games made it even more exciting. So, you know, having that kind of ability to see a live sporting event, especially basketball, we just didn't have that in our city. So that's why the Bulls are my team.
Did you get to see MJ up close? Did you go to games? Do you remember that environment?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it was so legendary. I mean, the game, the United Center was crazy. I saw several games there with MJ playing. And then, you know, I kept going, too. Even when Derrick Rose was running the team, I was there a few times. But, you know, that was the heyday of the Bulls right there. Yeah. I hate Jimmy Buckets left. I remember when Jimmy Butler was there. That was my other dude and when he was on the team.
I know. Now you got to watch him in Miami getting it done in the MIA.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you remember like any of the Bulls championships coinciding with moments of your career or like any highlights of that time? Like, do you remember where you were when some of those moments happened?
You know, not really. I don't really have that kind of like real connection to like baseball. I do remember when the Cardinals won the World Series though, and like that was 82, I believe. I was just in college. We went down to school. We were maybe like my school was 130 miles from St. Louis, and when they won, we loaded up the car and everybody drove back to St. Louis that night just to be a part of the celebration. So that's one championship I could definitely remember being like super part of, and a couple of the Rams when, you know, they were the greatest show on turf. I was at those Super Bowls. That was fun. I was in the heyday of doing my Bud Light commercials, and so all that stuff all kind of went together with just, you know, killing it and winning.
With Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Memorial Day savings for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
This is Game Day.
So how do you like to spend your game days, whether it's football, basketball? Are you in a house guy with your wings and your jersey on, or are you someone that wants to be courtside at the event taking in all the action?
Yeah, I love to be at the events as much as possible, but it's also can be very – now, football, I'd much rather be at home chilling. I got my – you know, I'll go in my office. I set up. I keep it pretty quiet. I like to have a little snacks prepared, a number of accoutrements you can jump in and out of it. You know, sometimes it's just like some celery and crudite and some hummus, you know.
Okay.
But then – yeah, but I love popcorn. I'm a big popcorn dude.
Same.
And So I got to have some popcorn ready, you know, the kind you pop in the oil, like the OG style.
Ooh, like you got to take
you got to rub it over the fire. You got to do a little shuffle. You need to get this going, right? You need that oil hot. You need to sprinkle that water in there.
Make sure it's ready.
Before you put the kernels in. But you know, that's really my energy. But if I get an opportunity to go to a game or be at a game, I love that live environment when people are there and you're around all the other fans and it's a lot of trash talking. I love that energy too.
Yeah, I love that. So speaking of trash talking, do you have a group chat or friends that you talk trash with back and forth on the text?
Yeah, so, you know, a couple of sports-wise, it's mainly with my nephew who, you know, works with me. he liked teams that usually I don't like. You know, he just one of these anti-team persons. You know, the person that's just going to go for the team. You'd be like, really, bro? That's who you rocking with?
Right.
But he know his stats, and he know numbers, and he know players real well. So he kind of have a little more knowledge than you because he, like, really be up on it. One of these people that's, like, fantasy football and, you know.
Point spreads.
What, are you going to give me 2 points? Get out of here. Nobody talking about that. Take this L.
Right here. Yeah, that's the old school. Just take this L. Forget all that math. Points.
Yeah, I'm not doing none of that. Like, you minus five, but up four. Nah, whatever. No, take this L.
Yes, I love that. I love that. So, speaking of your Bulls, DeMar DeRozan, right? Yeah. Very good player. How you feeling about the upcoming season?
You know, this is going to be a tough one. I mean, you know, the Bulls always have a way to be effective in their, you know, in their division. And, you know, I think, you know, we just need them few other elements. You know, DeMar's, you know, definitely proven to be one of the top great players in the league. And, you know, he's got that dog in him and he's like one of those people. So we just need those other elements to be able to keep up with the Milwaukees of the world. And, you know, these guys with, you know, they like just little deeper benches, you know.
Yes.
But I enjoy watching them play because they still very scrappy and they still show that they got a lot of heart. And so we were moments away from being like really effective last year, I thought. So, you know, I mean, very hopeful. You know how a person.
And y'all got bit by the injuries a little bit. You know, Zach and, you know, a couple other players. You gotta stay healthy. I think that's the biggest thing. But you had the opportunity to really live in that MJ era. So, is there a player now that you watch and you're just like, this guy is real?
I mean, you know, it's a lot of dope players in the league that I enjoy. I mean, what's my young boy from Minnesota? I like him.
I know you're talking about. I'm trying to think.
Edwards. Yeah, Edwards.
Yep, Edwards.
Yeah, like Edwards. I like him. I think he got a lot of heart and one of these guys that'll like continue to mature his game and become very focused and just a really dominant player. You know. You know, I really hated to see what happened to Ja, you know, because I thought, again, he was going to be one of the most exciting players in the league and had a lot of up potential. So hopefully, you know, this is one of these growing lessons and he'll have an opportunity to come back and show that he can be a dynamic young player and a great human being. So those are the kind of people that I felt like the league really needs, like that kind of spirit, that bounce, that energy. And so those are the ones that kind of like pop in mind. It's a lot of dope. There's a lot of dope guys out there that play the game. Though I like them. I like Austin Reed. What's my man Reese for the Lakers?
Yeah, oh, Austin Reed, he plays with no fear, right?
I like players got that dog in them, man. They just like, look, and I'm underrated. I'm underlooked at. I'm underappreciated. Take these.
Right, but I belong here.
Yeah, take these points. Take these buckets. Take these rebounds. Watch when we get this steal.
Yes, I love that. So what athlete would you say is the equivalent to Cedric, like, in your element? Like, who would you say, man, when you watch him in any sport, you're like, okay, if I was playing football, if I was playing basketball, this would be my jam.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. Because I think you gotta be, you know, really versatile. I think, you know, I'm looking at somebody that's got like longevity. Is this somebody? Is it the idea that they still exist, or just an athlete in general?
For me, I'm
just off the top. I'm thinking it's more Emmitt Smith. Like, I'm a person that was like, you could count on me. I'm good at what I do. And
you're
just going to be steady. And
I'm a pro.
I'm going to show up, and I'm gonna be a boss about it. And it don't need to be a whole lot of hoopla around it. But you know, I'm that guy.
I like that. Now Emmitt took a little contact now, so let's just keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's me too. I'm big dogging now. I'm out here big dogging now. I'm not taking it easy on folks.
I know that's right. So I do have to ask you about the bad news that the Bears and Steelers lost their first game. You locked in for the start of football, or does it take you a little while to get in the groove?
You know, I mean, of course, everybody was excited about this season. So it was a lot of opportunity, a lot of potential, you know, of looking at a number of the teams. And I always say, you know, the first game is usually like anything. Of course, you want to win because of the bragging rights of saying you won your opening game. But, you know, really you look at these first few games to see what it is that you need to do to be ready. I'm more November dude when it comes down to football, like when it get to November, and that's now I see who made or what. So, you know, I definitely wanted the Steelers to win. I want to see Kenny Pickett, you know, like coming to his own as a quarterback. And I know that we got a young team that needs, like, you know, a few little spaces here and there. But, you know, I think the Steelers are going to be all right. And the Bears, they still need a lot more, you know, coaching up. Something that has to happen there. I don't think they quite got it yet.
I like the way that you are just, I mean, that was spoken like a true vet. Like, you are temperamenting the expectations. You set the tone for the season. Hey, let's not get crazy over game one. It's a long season. We want to peak at the right time. This is giving me Emmitt Smith vibes. It really is. You laying it down like a vet.
Yeah, exactly. But then, I feel like that's one thing about the Steelers, too. They always so right there. Like, you know, even last year, you know, we was close to the play-in. And, of course, needed somebody else to lose. That was just a bad situation, but injuries and all that stuff as well. But we always right there. The year before, I think we played ourselves into the playoffs and lost in the first round. But, again, these are the kind of things that you just want to be in the game, because with this football, one or 2 seconds, next thing you know, you in the Super Bowl. You out here at the big dance, and people can't even explain how it happened.
And how impressive is it that Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season? Like, it's just, that is incredible. You talk about the model of consistency and just culture, like the winning culture is crazy.
Oh, man, you know, he's definitely one of those models when I think about, like, somebody that we, like, have a prototype as a black man, strong, let you be yourself, understand that he's about building teams, understanding that, you know, I'm to be respected, and, you know, and I do my job in that way. That's what Mike Tomlin just kind of represents for us, man, you know, and I always just appreciate that. It's the same energy in him that we're feeling from Deion right now, like this.
Yes.
I'm a solid human being. I'm about this what I am. Deal with it. Like, that's in, you know, and I love seeing that. The more that we have that as our imagery, as the kind of men that we have in the world, I think these will become great models for these young dudes who getting on these teams and becoming pros. They need that kind of mentorship, not just a guy that's saying, hey, I'm your coach, take your money and go and live your life and be crazy.
Yep.
No, these coaches, they talk to these young dudes and, like, help them become greater individuals. So I that's what I really love about Mike Tomlin. And Prime, no doubt.
And Prime, we coming. I love that. That's a great point. All right, so I want to talk about your fiction novel, Flipping Boxcars, out now. And it's inspired by your grandfather's life in Missouri 3 years after World War II. Tell us a little bit about your grandfather and some of the early stories that you remember.
Yeah, you know, this is one of those things in your family when people tell, you know, family stories and they have lore to them, and then you start to really imagine what else happened, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, my mother and my uncles, they love, you know, talking about their dad, and my grandfather had passed long before, I was born. And yet I had this connection to him, just, you know, dress style. He was a bootlegger. He was a businessman. He was the de facto mayor of the black side of town. So he was that person that was kind of involved. He was the T.I. of his time.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, one of the man, you got to give it to him, right? And yet, you know, there was this desire to be greater, you know, living in, you know, like post-World War energy, but pre-civil rights. You a black man that you've seen the world, you've been outside the United States, and yet you're subjugated to this kind of segregation. And yet your spirit is not that. You aspire to be greater. You aspire to do more. And so, you know, he's kind of relegated to the underworld, but he had big dreams and he was going for it. And therefore, he gets into a lot of, like, crime capers and bad situations that, again, he wills himself to win. And so that's what the character is all about, this idea that no matter what your circumstances, If you believe and you got it, you got it, you got to push and you will yourself to win, even if it looks like you're all the way out the game. And that's one thing that Babe, the character, my grandfather, we put him in situations where it looked like his all else is failure, and he uses his wit, his cunningness, his creativity, and his zest to just want to win to get the win.
Wow, I love that. Just you describing it makes me want to. You're a great storyteller. I mean, I knew that about you as a comedian, but you just gave me a very vivid picture of what this is about. Yeah. So I can't wait to check it out. But I'm curious about the process for you, like writing fiction novels. Like, how does that compare to writing stand-up?
You know, I mean, it's different. Of course, stand-up, you're trying to, like, get people to really respond in a very short period of time. You're on the stage. You got to go out there and connect with this audience live. They're right there with you. But when you're trying to tell a fictional story, really, you know, the idea is you got plot points, you got characters, and you can get caught up in your head. You know, oftentimes I wrote up, you know, many ideas, a lot of things about this character, and you would, you know, kind of spin yourself to you know, a part in the story where you realize you're in a corner. You're like, wow. So that's really was a lot of the great development with Babe, is that, you know, in the process of digging corners, I had to become even more creative on how I got out of these corners or back all the way out and tell a different story. And so, you know, the process was one that took, you know, well over a year, but, you know, we were in COVID and kind of locked down, and it just allows you that space to just be creative. And so I really enjoy, like, not having to tell a joke every 5 minutes, but really think about the plot and who the character and what he was going through, and trying to get people to connect to one, both his emotional, you know, situation at a time, and the idea that we want to keep driving our main story, that we have the story about him needing to get something accomplished in these 4 days. And so we put the clock on it. Added a lot of tension. And then, you know, and it's a love story, too. Even though the story's about my grandfather, the real book is an homage to my grandmother, who actually kept the family strong and allowed, you know, my mother to grow and be an amazing person who birthed me and allowed me to grow. And so I really do the book about my grandmother and how she held us down, but I use my grandfather because he was a wild dude.
Wow, like, this is so nuanced and so layered. I can't wait to, again, explore this deeper. And what I love about this is we're getting to know Cedric in a different way, right? Like, yeah, we know you as a comedian, but now we're going to see your mind in a totally different space. Are there other things that you want to do in the future to help to continue to uncover different depths of who you are and how you think? You've covered the fiction novel now, so what's next?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, indeed, you know, of course, you know, I love to be able to take this and turn it into a series, you know, produce it and make it, you know, like on some Boardwalk Empire type stuff, or like I love the movie Devil in a Blue Dress. All of those things kind of really remind me of what this book feels like. And so, but that's really where I am now, like, you know, the opportunity to create shows for other people. We have a lot of shows under development that I do with my company, A Bird and a Bear. And so that's really my space right now. Of course, I'm developing this barbecue line with Anthony Anderson.
Yes.
So I'm outside. You know, I'm also on some real entrepreneurial stuff. You know, we knew a lot of people were building liquor brands, but we thought this was something more unique and more, you know, just open and represented our culture. The fact that we love grilling and people, you know, get together and we, you know, throw the backyard barbecue boogie and everybody come through and we
smell
party
like
and
lighter
kick it
fluid
with each other.
Charcoal
that's
on
us,
the back. That's
so
us.
So, you know, yeah. So we doing that. We got the rubs in Walmart. We will be doing, you know, spatulas, utensils, all those kind of things. We're, you know, fuels, charcoals, but all of these things are what we're developing this brand to be, all encompassing AC barbecue.
Man, we not just bringing the grill. We bringing the charcoal, the lighter fluid.
Yes,
we got your utensils. We got, you know, the little things to hold your corn on the cob on the end. We got those, too. That's beautiful. That is amazing. Well, again, for everyone, Flipping Boxcars is out.
With Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Memorial Day savings for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Out now.
Welcome to Crunch Time.
Before I let you go, Cedric, I always like to do a Crunch Time feature where basically I'm going to ask you 5 rapid-fire questions and you got to answer them quickly. Okay?
Ooh,
you ready?
Okay.
Okay. All right. The best sports movie you've ever seen?
Butter Rim.
Ooh, that's a good one. Greatest Bulls championship win against the Lakers, Trailblazers, Suns, Seattle, or Jazz?
Against the Jazz.
Malone, get him out of here.
Yeah,
Carl out of here.
They just tough. And when Stockton Malone, you had to earn those.
Yeah, those were toughies. All right. Next one. Most unsung Bulls player. Somebody that doesn't get enough credit.
Kukoc?
I'm with you on that one. I'm with you on that one. That's a good one. All right, best Bulls jersey, the red, the black, or the white?
I like the black. I like the black with the red.
Yes, with the, like, the pinstripe red.
Yeah.
All right, last but not least, one word to describe your Bulls fandom.
Bulled out.
That's a new one on us.
Bulled out.
I always tell people, Cedric, we don't get the same word twice, and that is definitely an original. No one will ever. Bulled out? Nah, you got that one.
Yeah, bulled out, baby.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Again, I've always been a big fan of your work, but just getting to know a little bit more about you on the sports side and everything you're doing with this fiction novel, it's awesome. So I appreciate you taking some time with us, and good luck.
Indeed, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Holla.
Well, that'll do it for this round of Huge Fan, the podcast where stars talk sports. I'm LaChyna Robinson. Until next time, keep rooting your guts out. You can find Huge Fan on the SiriusXM app, Pandora, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you like the show, please rate, review, and share so other Huge Fans can find us. And don't forget to follow the show or subscribe in your favorite podcast app, so you never miss an episode. Go Budos Band!
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. and keep your flower beds fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear debris with the 40-volt jet fan leaf blower. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.